Conservative talk show host Rush Limbaugh has stirred up another controversy with some of his latest comments. He lashed out this week at a New York Times reporter, calling him part of, quote, a radical environmental movement. That reporter is Andrew Rifkin. As NPR's David Folkenflik explains, Rifkin could be considered fairly revolutionary, but perhaps not in the way Limbaugh thinks.
This is what listeners heard Tuesday on Rush Limbaugh's show.
This guy from the New York Times, if he really thinks that humanity is destroying the planet, humanity is destroying the climate, that human beings in their natural existence are going to cause the extinction of life on Earth. Andrew Rifkin. Mr. Rifkin, why don't you just go kill yourself and help the planet by dying?
For the record, Andrew Rifkin has no such plans. His first long article on climate change appeared in Discover magazine 21 years ago, and his coverage now focuses on the question of how the world can grow to its projected population of 9 billion people over the next 40 years with as little damage as possible.
My way is to say, what do we know? What don't we know? What can we learn? What's essentially unknowable? And then what does society do with that body of information that's left?
I spoke with Rifkin in the Times newsroom in Midtown Manhattan, but he's been all over the world tracking the effects of climate change, including the North Pole and Greenland, for which he filed online dispatches. That grew into a blog called Dot Earth, now just 2 years old. It's a new role for someone who had been a conventional, though distinguished, print reporter.
It's more like being a mountain guide after an avalanche than being, the old style, here's the news, take it or leave it. Thank you very much. Good night.
Rifkin posts his own reporting and links to government documents and scientific journal articles, as well as stories from other news outlets. And he often solicits and publishes the opinions of readers, all the while helping them sift through the flood of information coming their way. Bud Ward is editor of the Yale Forum on Climate Change and the Media. Ward says Rifkin is one of the leading reporters in the field.
If Andy's reporting attributes reliability, confidence to a particular set of scientific findings, that certainly has carried a lot of weight within the journalism community generally.
And as Ward points out, that community is shrinking all the time.
Fewer reporters covering fewer stories for a smaller audience in a smaller news hole. It's a tough, tough issue. It's not the kind of issue any general assignment reporter can pick up on day one.
Andrew Rifkin says editors have prodded him to write more for the print edition. After all, it has a larger audience and still pays the bills, despite all the growth and promise of the web.
That's been said to me about a year ago, and I've been in print more. But I haven't slowed down on the blog.
Rifkin says that productivity comes at a cost.
I've made missteps. I've made probably more mistakes this year in my print stories than I had before, and that's kind of frustrating.
But New York University journalism professor Jay Rosen says Revkin's reporting is greatly enhanced by the feedback he gets from readers and sources online and in plain view.
Those are the kinds of pressures, the pressure to be in the paper regularly, to be on the front page, that have kept traditional reporters from really exploring what the web, the two-way web, the read-write, back-and-forth nature of the web can do for their reporting. One day, all beat reporting will be done this way, but for now, we have to make progress in small steps, and I think Rifkin is doing that.
His tone is less formal online, and the sensitive nature of the climate change debate can lead him into controversial areas. Such was the case a few weeks ago at a public forum in Washington, D.C. Rifkin spoke long distance by internet video phone, so the audio doesn't reproduce very well. But as he puts it now, he encouraged those in the audience to take part in what he called a thought experiment.
And in this case, I was asking a question about population and carbon. And it got conflated with those who are making strong statements about depopulating the world and that kind of thing.
Specifically, he asked whether families with fewer children should get financial credits for having smaller carbon emissions, as businesses would under some proposed policies. Which leads us back to Rush Limbaugh.
An environmental writer mainstreams an idea floating around the green fringe.
Limbaugh said Rifkin was part of a movement to forcibly limit families to a single child, as occurred in China. He also compared the Times reporter to Palestinian suicide bombers. For his part, Andrew Rifkin says Limbaugh owes an apology to Revkin's wife and two sons, especially the one who's a regular Limbaugh listener and who is now, the reporter says, serving in the Israeli military. David Folkenflik, NPR News.